to try to do Ashlama on the sugi here. The Gemara is speaking about the Brisa that talks about how do you deal with a person who brings a get medina sayyam. Maybe get medina sayyam, but not snow of the Amar al Fanechta Fanechta. What's the din? So our mayor says, Yaitseva Vlad Mamzer, Chachomim in a Vlad Mamzer. Ketzad Yasi, Yitlenem in a Yachsiv, Nenel of Nishnaim, Yom of Fanechta Fanechta. So there's Machlokes Rishonim. We spoke about this Ketzad Yatza going according to the Chachomim, or is it going according to Rav Meir? And what exactly the Chachom argue? The Chachom say in a Vlad Mams, the Chachom also, it's like Teitze, or the take a hold of Teitze. We'll get back to that. It says the Gemara of Rav Meir, Mishum Delo Amar Fanechta Fanechtam, Yoitze Vavlad Mamzer. Rav Meir, because he doesn't say Fanechta Fanechtam, it's Taka Yoitze Vavlad Mamzer. It's Ksas Mash Lakashas from both. In Rav Meir the Taimei, Dom Rav Hamnuna Meshe De Ula, Oyma Ha Rav Meir, Kol Mesham Medesh Tov Cham Vigitin, Yoitze Vavlad Mamzer. It's Mash Mataka that Rav Meir is being Mechadish, the Yoitze Vavlad Mamzer. So we said as follows. We brought down the Shittus HaRambam, that the Rambam says that according to the Chachomim, it's not Teitze. The Rambam says that a person gives a get and does say Fenechtam, Fenechtam, it's Pasol. And the Rambam says, what does Pasol mean? It means Pasol, but it's not Teitze. The Rambam seems to say that Shittus Chachomim is that there is no Teitze over here in this type of case. Why? Because the Chachomim hold. There was Tachonis Chacham to say, you didn't say it, okay, but we're not going to make you leave your wife. It was a mistake. You should have said it. But if he's married, then they're not going to be Teitze.
What Pasol mean?
Pasol Midrabanan. But if you use it, you're going to, Pasol just means Midrabanan. But if you use it, it's going to be Lo Teitze. You shouldn't use it, and the Chacham would tell you not to use it. The only way to fix it would be Yachsov Yitnenala. But if you use it anyway, it's not going to be Teitze. That's the Shittus, the Rambam. Toisvis, on the other hand, says Mefush, not like that. Says Toisvis, Ketzad Yase, Pirish Ketzad Yase L'Rabbonon, Shatinasi L'Chatchila, V'im Nesei Sheloi Teitzei. So he says, not only is it that you shouldn't get married, but even if she does get married, that you need this in order Sheloi Teitzei. It says, Avol L'Vlad Ein Tzorch Takana, Deblo Takana Lo Havi Mamzer. Let's look on the Mishana. Says Toisvis, but the Chacham do argue on Rav Meir, and they say that there's no Vlad Mamzer. So according to the Rambam, the Machlokes is in two things. Rav Meir says, Yaitzi v'avlad mamzer. Masha'en kein, the Chachamim holds, it's not Yaitzi and not avlad mamzer. Tosfos holds that the Machlokes is really only one thing. Everyone agrees that is in the say Teitze. The Machlokes just is whether or not it's Vlad mamzer. According to Rav Meir, it's Vlad mamzer. According to the Chachamim, it's Teitze, but not Vlad Mamzer. So we explained that it's possible, Pshat in the Rambam, in Tosfos is, that it's not the Pshat that he agrees with Rav Meir in the Teitze. The Teitze of the Chachamim and the Teitze of Rav Meir are two different Teitze. Rav Meir says the reason why your Teitze is because Midrabanan we dine you as a nation sish. So if she's still married to the first person, can she stay married to the second? No. What's going to happen to the children if she stays married? Vlad Mamzer. The two of them go together. It's Teitze about Vlad Mamzer. But she'en kein, according to the Chachamim in Tosfos, maybe the din is going to be Teitze because we're going to Ke'ilu punish her for being over on Takanas Chachamim. But is din going to be that she's the Vlad Mamzer? No. We're going to make her leave because we want this to be done our way. But it's not going to make a Vlad Mamzer. So it's Amachlok is in the Teitze also. It says Andresort Teitze. So in Echanami, both of them say Teitze, but why is it Teitze? What's Pshat? What does Rashi hold? Rashi comes and he's mechadish to us something different. Zok Rashi. Okay. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum delay Amar Yoitzi. Rashi is going on the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a question. What's Pshat and Rameir? Just because Lo Yomar, it's Yaitzi, says Rashi, Bitmiya, V'haget Kosherhu, U'befanov Nechtav, U'mishum D'lo Amar Hameya Vlad Mamzer. The Gemara is asking a question, Rameir. Rameir, why are you saying Vlad Mamzer? Haget Kosherhu, U'befanov Nechtav. And it was written in front of him. U'mishum D'lo Amar Hameya Vlad Mamzer. Just because you don't say B'fanechtav Vlad's a Mamzer. Rabbi say, what's Pshan in this Rashi? What does Rashi mean? Ubefan of Nechtav. How do we know Befan of Nechtav if he doesn't tell us? We're talking about he didn't say Befan of Nechtav, Befan of Nechtav. Rameir says, Mishum de lo Omar, Teitzev Avlad Mamzer, says Rashi, just because he didn't say it, begets Kasher, and it was Befan of Nechtav. It was Befan of Nechtav. Who told us it was Befan of Nechtav? How do we know it's Befan of Nechtav? What Rashi says, Befanam Nechtav, Mechatesis is Befanam Nechtav. So you're going to assume it was Befanam Nechtav?
Yeah, sure.
But how do we know that? Rashi seems to say we have a right, we know for sure it's Befanam Nechtav. So then why do you ever have to say Befanam Nechtav, Befanam Nechtav?
Because we want to know, obviously.
So then we don't know. So we don't know.
In the slight
chashash
that he didn't say it.
Shmaguna would make the same words to
pop him. Right.
So we don't know Befan of Nechtav. Mechatesis is Befan of Nechtav.
But Rashi says...
How do you know? Just say get kosher. Rashi says get kosher Befan of Nechtav. You have everything you need. Comes along the Ran, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, let's turn to the Ran for a second, in the back of the Gemara. And the Ran tells us, Amorei Dikazach, which I think is a Gilui on Rashi. And that's the way the Pnei Yeshua learned in Rashi also. The Ran says, what's going on over here is, the Shliach actually says, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. The Shliach says it, he just doesn't say it the way we want him to say it. He doesn't say it, B'shas Nesino. Let's see the Ran. The Ran is on page Dalet, if you have the new printing, in the Ran, and he says, Chachamim Oimrim, Ein Avlad Mamzer. No, the wrong one. Sorry. Yoitzi v'avlad mamzer. Yoitzi. That's the dimaschol in the Ran. Mishin. This is beget zeh. V'avlad mamzer. The svirle rameir. T'chol ha-meshana mimat be'esh tovu chacham begitin. Yoitzi v'avlad mamzer. Ulefichoch. Ulefichoch. Afilu heir le'achar nesino shebefonav nechtav v'nechtam. Even if he's made it after the Nesina. Kivan de lo Amar Kein B'shas Nesina Avlad Mamzer. What state here in Ran? The Ran is saying that in a case when he says B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, he just doesn't say it when we want him to say it. Doesn't say B'shas Nesina. That's when Rav Meir says, the Chiddush of Rav Meir of Kol HaMishaneh. Rav Meir's Chiddush is, even in a case when he says Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav, he just doesn't say it the way we want him to say it, still to Vlad Mamzer. It sounds like from the Ran, Rabbi, say as follows. What happens if he doesn't say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav at all? What happens if he doesn't say it at all? Not before the Nesina, not after the Nesina, he never says Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. Is it Vlad Mamzer because of Kol HaMishaneh, or even without Kol HaMishaneh, it's Vlad Mamzer? The Chiddush of Kol HaMishaneh is, like the Olam is saying, is only when he says the din b'fanei nechtav is just not the way we want it. What's the pshat here in the Ran?
That's what we want.
We want a pshat nesina. What happens if he says it not pshat? And that's going to be pshat in Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael. If you go back to Rashi for a second, what does Rashi say? Mishum d'loy amar yoytzi bitmiya haget kasheru u'befanei nechtav. How do we know b'fanei nechtav, Toivi? How do we know? How do we know in this case is b'fanei nechtav? He said it. He says b'fanei nechtav. He just doesn't say b'shas nesina.
But he doesn't have
the Oh, he's going to have Nemanus also over there. Does Heistah say, Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the Medak Dayik doesn't come because you said it B'Shas Nesina. Chachomim wanted B'Shas Nesina for some reason, but the Koyach of Nemanus comes just because he's a Shliach and he says it B'Fanav. He doesn't say B'Shas Nesina, so what? So therefore, the only reason it's a problem is because of Kol HaMishaneh. You didn't do it the way we want you to do it. You didn't do it the way you wanted to do it, there's going to be Kol HaMishaneh. But without that, then you have all the nemanis that you should want. So kum tochois lefi Rashi. What we're saying here, the big chiddush in Rashi is as follows: what's going to be in a case when he doesn't say b'fanei nechtav at all? What's then? Vlad Mamzer? Even without Kol HaMishana. Even without Kol HaMishana. Vlad Mamzer! Even according to the Chachamim. Because they don't hold the Kol HaMishana, it doesn't make a difference. It's not Midin Kol HaMishana. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why over here is there a din? Vlad Mamzer? The Bnei Yeshua Be'etzem Bavorns this in his first shtickl. And the Chor the pshat says, Rabbi Yisrael. Remember, every takana has, there's a sivas ha-takana and there's a gedder of the takana. The Chacham say we're worried about the din of Irabal. So therefore you have to be Mekayimet now. What does that mean you have to be Mekayimet now? What is this? What? Just be Mekayimet? There's no chashan and you have to be Mekayimet anyway? What's the gedder of the takana's Chachamim? What are the Chacham saying? Be Mekayim to get save for an echtav. Why should I save for an echtav? Because we want you to. That's not enough reason. Chacham had to make a gedder. What's the gedder of the Tekanas Chachamim? Totally, what do you think? The gedder of Tekanas Chachamim. Why do you have to save for an echtav? Why should I save for an echtav? It gets fine. That's a sip. What's the gedder of Tekanas Chachamim? There's a chashash. The Chachamim said we're going to be chashash on the get right now. Right now we're creating a chashash. And if there's a chashash on the get, you have to say b'varach b'varach and take off the chashash. Why am I saying this for? What are you doing to me? Why should I say it? And if you don't say it, it's all, what for? The answer is the Chachamim made a chashash on the get. And if you don't say b'varach b'varach now, what's going to be the din? Vlad Mamzer. Why? Not because of Kol HaMishaneh. Because there's a chashash in the get. There's a chashash on the get. Yes, Vlad Mamzer. It'll be Suffolk Vlad Mamzer, as L'chayra, as Meir is pointing out. It's a Suffolk Vlad Mamzer. What?
She said the reason we're finding
out
is because of
chashash. The reason we're finding nechta finachtav is because of chashash. Well, in Rava, I think everyone holds because of chashash. The question is in Rava, right? In Rava. Okay, everybody. So now we can go back to normal.
Sorry about
that. Just kidding.
Let's see. Says 20 seconds later.
What?
Why is the opposite of say 20 seconds later? Let's say if you give it 20 seconds later, say find out if find
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's the right now.
Right? That's why it's not a mamzer. Only because of Rav Meir is it going to be a mamzer now. What happens if he says before and after funny next time? You got rid of your chshash. So what's the problem now? I didn't say b'shash in the sinus. So what? There's no chshash anymore. The sinus at the con is gone. So what's the problem? Oh, because you didn't keep the letter of the law. You didn't do or b'shash mice in the spirit. However you want to say it exactly, but you didn't do the takana. Oh, call him a shana with me. That's call him a shana. Yeah, but even the Rav Meir
is
Yeah, I'm gonna get that. I have to remind me. I have to get to that. Very important. Rabbi Yisrael, let's get this clear. Rabbi Yisrael, fester aid, Rabbi Yisrael, fester aid. I wish you would have videoed that. That's good. Fester aid. Huh? Oh, that's the chid. Okay, because Chachamim want to make him to say before. Let's get it clear, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to answer Ezra's question. The Chachamim over here want us to say before Nechtam. They don't tell us to hop on one foot. What is it? Why say before Nechtam? Oh, that gets fine. Just say before Nechtam. Why? And if I don't, I'm in trouble. Why? Why I say it has to be the Chacham is saying there's a chashash on his get. That's the getter to Konas Chacham. You're right. They're worried about later on. What? They're worried about Yerabal. So therefore, the Chacham, what they said was, we're going to be chayshish for Mizuyif now. The etzem on every get. Also, usually, what's the din of a regular get? We're chayshish for Mizuyif. It's just Mishumi. Remember Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi said. Mishumi Gune Kilubei Rabbanan, and we're not choshish for the get. But over here, because we're afraid that later is going to become an ear, so we will be choshish on the get. The get that comes home is be choshish. So if there's no Bafan and Echtav at all, no Bafan and Echtav zero, this is going to be a mamzer. Why? Mikoyach Bechshash, hold on 1 second. Mikoyach Bechshash. Once you say Bafan and Echtav, you took off the chshash. Now you got rid of the chshash. Yeah, but you didn't do it the way we wanted you to do it. Now you have there's a question of Kol HaMishaneh. Which question?
The one I just asked. This is only in Rashi, which is a legitimate chashash, right?
No, but don't go in Rava.
Go on.
Not Rava. But in Rava, it's the same. In Rava, it's the same. What? In Rava? We see it. Only in Rava. We didn't see it in Rava. Again, according to the Rabbanan, no, even if you don't give it back. That's good. Oh, wait a second. Again, you're saying on Mamzer, not Mamzer. Mamzer, everyone's going to hold. You don't have to give it back in order to get rid of the Mamzer. Just if you just says right now before after Nachtim, you're going to get rid of the Mamzer. Take a ban, give it, makes that's no Teitze. But just saying it now without taking it back is going to get rid of Mamzer. Right. Right.
You said then it's called Mishana.
Right, because he didn't say it the way we wanted him to say it.
According to the Chachamim, it would still be okay, though.
According to the Chachamim, it would be okay, because it'll be Teitzei, but it won't be Vlad Mamzer.
How would it be Teitzei?
Because he still didn't do it the way the Chachamim wanted to do it. So the Chachamim, when they're angry at you, they tell you Teitzei, they don't say Vlad Mamzer. That would depend on the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says, the Chachamim don't like what you do, too bad, you did it. The Maisa, there's no Chashash over here, we're going to move on. There's no Teitzei. According to Tosfos, we're going to have still a Teitzei. Let's leave it alone. Basically, what comes out, which Rabbi Jacobson is pointing out over here, is as follows. What would be the din? L'choira, the din is going to be as follows. What happens if a person gives a get and doesn't say b'fanach t'fanachtam? Never. Never says b'fanach t'fanachtam. And the woman remarries and she has children. What's the status of those kids?
Moms
are according to who? Everyone. L'choira according to everybody. What happens if 7 years later he comes back and he says b'fan erechta b'fan erechta? Okay, right. According to the Chacham, right. According to our mayor.
According to our mayor, for sure, man.
According to our mayor, it's a mamzer. According to the Chachamim, the kids the Chacham. So the mafreyai becomes ois mamzer. In other words, he was only a suffolk mamzer b'shas ma'isa, and he's not going to be able to marry anyone basically because he won't be able to marry a mamzer. Because maybe he's not a mamzer. He won't be able to marry a regular person because maybe he's a mamzer. He's going to be suffolk mamzer midrabanan. Is there such a thing, suffolk mamzer midrabanan? It's a whole shadow about it.
Can't even marry a suffolk mamzer.
No.
Because what if he's actually
a mamzer?
Because
the rabanan. Well, the shadow is only because it's the rabanan, but by the araisa. Yeah.
So here where he gets married, someone else has children, he's going to be mamzer.
Yeah.
Which just hates him.
No, he didn't even say fanach lefanachta.
The way he says not that after the achas not the same.
Right. Abayi say this. All that we said seems to be shitas Haran, but if you look in Tosfos. There's a subtle difference between Tosfos and the Ran. Look at this. Take a look at the Ran again for a moment, if you could. The next shtickel in the Ran. In the Chachomim Oimrim, Ein Avad Mamzer, Ketzad Yase, brings the Ran Tosfos, and as Rishonim tend to do, he brings Tosfos, but he takes a little bit of a liberty to change some of the language in Tosfos. Brings the Ran, Chachomim Oimrim, Ein Avad Mamzer, Ketzad Yase. Pirushu Bekuntzvis. The Hachi Ka'ama, Ketzad Yase, the Rabbanon, Shetinase, the Chatchila, Omnis Shlo Teitze. Right? Avol Livlad, Ein Tzorech Sheyit Lena Emeno. The Vlad, you don't have to take it back. Why? The call shehu meyid afilu achar nesila shebefanav nechtav ein choshishin loy. The less they call him a shaman, the best of a chomig gittin, Rabbi Mamzer. Says the Ran, that according to the Chachamim, you don't have anything to worry about, because he doesn't hold of the din of Kol Mishana, and therefore, Kol Shu Meid Afil Acher Nesina, Shebefan of Nechtav, in Choshishin Loi. Mashma, if he's not Meid Acher Nesina, if he's not Meid at all, Mamzer, then Choshishin Loi. But the reason why you don't have to worry over here is because Kol Shu Meid Afil Acher Nesina, in Choshishin Loi. Azoi state in Ran. He says it in Tosis, but if you look in Tosis, Tosis Zokta Bissel Anderish. What's Tosis' Lashon? Tosis says, Pirush Ketzel Yasin Rabbanu Shetosel Chil Anish Zlo Tetzel Aval Levlad Ein Tzorech Takana. Why? Dibiroi Takana Lehave Mamzer Deles Lukol Mishana. Period. Dibiroi, what's his Lashon? Dibiroi Takana Lehave Mamzer. You don't need to fix it. Ein Tzorech Takana. Aber if that ain't tzorech takana, the beloy takana, I'll have a mamzer. That's not the way the Ran quote. The Ran says the vlad ain't tzorech shi'itlena mimenu. But you need a takana. What's the takana you have to do? You have to say v'fanecht v'fanechta now without taking it back. But if you don't say v'fanecht v'fanechtam, you're going to be a mamzer. That's not really what Taisa says. Taisa says ain't tzorech takana, the beloy takana, I'll have a mamzer. This haste. Tosfos holds that according to the Chachamim, even if you don't say b'fanenach b'fanenachtam later, the child's not going to be a mamzer. Because that's the derech of the Rishayim. The Rishayim see in the other Rishayim what they'd like to see. They take the license to use them. It seems to be arguing on the Ran. He's saying the. They seem to be arguing on Tosfos. He's bringing Tosfos. Okay. Now, everybody said this is going to affect the second half of the Sugya. I have to get to the second half of the Sugya, which is as follows. What does it help to do afterwards another Maisa Nesila? Ketzad Yasa. What should you do? You should take it back and give it again. What's the inyan that we have this second nesina? So, let's start with the Shitas HaRambam, which what would appear to me, al kopanim from the Rambam, is that this second nesina seems to have absolutely no purpose at all. According to the Rambam, what happens if she remarries now? What's the Rambam's Shita? She's fine. So is she an Eishes Ish right now? Nope. She's not an Eishes Ish.
I don't know.
But it says, Tosfos, the Chayra, the Shlich did his Shlichus already. He's finished with his Shlichus. He's done. So what's the point of saying now of doing a new Maisa Nesina? What's the new Maisa Nesina have to do with anything? The Gerushin is finished. It's Lotetz in nothing. So says the Tosfos Rid, the whole reason why you're doing another Maisa Nesina is only L'harois Shu Shluchai. It's just to show that he's a Shliach. Which makes it sound like you're really, Taka, not really accomplishing anything with this Maisa Nesina. But it doesn't make a difference. We just want everyone to know that it's a shliach that says b'fanenach l'fanenachtam. So how do we know this person is a shliach? We make him do another ma'aseh nesina.
That's not what we said before.
True. It's a different shot, right? It's going to be a machin. So then it comes out of this. There really is no din that b'fanenach l'fanenachtam has to happen m'shas nesina. Why? That's what Moshe is pointing out, right? Why are you taking it back for one reason only? To show us that he's still the shliach. And not only that, it's a bluff! Because is he really still the shliach? No! It's just a way for us to make a spectacle of the fact that this person was a shliach. But is he still a shliach? No.
Maybe he didn't finish.
Hold on a second. Lefize brings the Meiri Shita, which is the Shita's Haramban, who says, can a shliach lekabbalah say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? A shliach lekabbalah is not mechuyev to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta, but can he say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? We spoke about this, Rabbi Yisrael, coming all the way back to Daf Beis Amar Aleph again. Can shliach lekabbalah say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? Says the Ramban, yes, and I have a raya from this Gemara. Says the Ramban, yes, and I have a raya from this. He's not mechuyev to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. But he can. So let's start over here. Why would he not be mechuyev to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta?
She's already divorced.
So what? Why is he not mechuyev to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? So the Ran says a whole. Remember the Ran said on that base of an Aleph because the psychology, because there's closure. Do you remember that? There's no closure by shlich le'ilocha, but there's closure by shlich le'kabbalah. He's not mechuyev to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. Aber. Is he Makai? If he says it, does it work? Says the Rabbi, yes. Shtotzach Lakasha, is he doing a Nesina? Is the Shlich Lekabbalah, does it have a Nesina to do? He's not, well, the Shlichus is not to give, the Shlichus is to, what's a Shlichus? To take. Shlichus isn't to give, it's to take. What does the Ramban say? Ramban says there's no din in the Nesina. Fanachtavanach has nothing to do with the Nesina. And he says it on Gemara. Where is this Raya from our Gemara? Because what are you taking it back again? The Nesina is over with. The Shukos is over with. The Gerishin is over with. He's Loi Teitze. Elamai, it's time we want to show that he's a Shliach. Okay, so the Shliach HaKabbalah also can do it now. He's saying it has to do with the fact, the reason why you're taking it back is just to show that you're a Shliach. So therefore, it's not that the Be'etzem is any Shlichus left over here. He's taka not a Shliach anymore. But we just want to make a demonstration. We want to show people that this is not a Stam, a Joe off the street can't say B'fanach L'fanachtam. Only the Shliach can say B'fanach L'fanachtam. Says the Ramban, Ebazeh, also a Shliach L'kabbalah can say B'fanach L'fanachtam. Ay, Shlichus is over weeks ago. Don't make a difference.
Shliach L'locha once upon a time had the Chiyuv.
Okay, you're right. So that's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Even though I never had the Chiyuv, you're right. It's the Chiddush of the Ramban. I might think only Shlech Lo Ilocho once had a Chiyuv Tzei Fanach Tevenachtam. He was once vested in him, the Chachomim, the Koach Tzei Fanach Tevenachtam, a Shlech Lo never got it vested. So the Ramban doesn't make a difference. A Shlech is a Shliach. And therefore you could say Fanach Tevenachtam, a Chiddush and a Chanami. But I'm saying there's more than that in the Ramban. The Ramban is understanding in our Sugya, Vos State, in our Sugya, is that when I'm taking it back, I'm not a Shliach anymore. So what am I doing, Bechlal, says the Ramban? I'll use the words, a symbolic act. It's all it is, it's symbolism to show that I was a Shliach.
So how do we answer that? We answer that question of why does it say Yid Lanai, just say give it back to her?
Right.
Because the Shliach actually has to...
So the Ramban's going to learn that like that. That was just said Pshat and Pels Chaim. But we have another Pshat Rabbi Sin, the Rishonim, over here. The other Pshat and the Rishonim seem to say that there's another reason why I have to take it back. The only reason I take it back is because you need to do a new Maisa Nesina. And Fanechtam is a din in the Maisa Nesina. So then what's the Pshat in the Gemara here? The Pshat is the Gerushin is not Nigmar. The Shlichus is not Nigmar. And Itaka is still a Shliach. And therefore, his Shlichus is now he has to once again give the get and do a new Maisa Nesina.
What's the real Nesina here? It's her
both together.
Oh, so that's the Shiloh of the Pels Chaim. It's a piece of paper. So maybe I have to be makne back to him, and I have to do it again with the second time. Midir Rice, you yoy to the first time. Midir Abban, you yoy to the second time. In a Chanami, there's going to be a second Maisa Nesina. In this, there's going to be multiple nafkaminas. Because the Meiri argues. The Meiri says, it's not true. That's not pshat in our sugya. Our sugya, the reason why I have to take it back is because you're doing a Maisa Nesina, says the Meiri. And that's good for the Mechleikas. The Meiri says, no, it doesn't work that way. So we have multiple nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, like we mentioned, the din of shlich lo ilocha, shlich le kabbalah. The Ramban says shlich le kabbalah works. The Meiri says shlich le kabbalah doesn't work. That's the chor of the machloikas.
The Meiri shit himself. Okay, the Ramban?
No, he argues. No, he says it doesn't work. Another nafkamina would be what's the din if the shlech gives the get and the baal dies? Now, is the shlech still the shlech? How do you know that?
More power.
The baal's dead. There's nothing to talk about. We had a whole shayla if the baal maybe lost his das, but the baal's dead. There's no shlichus anymore. So he's not a shlech anymore. Was he once a shlech? He gave the get even before the baal died. Can he say b'fanech them now? What? After the baal dies. So according to them, where you need to still be a shliach and you have to do the ma'aseh nesin over again. There's no ma'aseh nesin to be done over again. So for sure not. The shaila is, if you go not like the Meiri, so then maybe also there's no, I mean, we're trying to do at least some sort of symbolic act. You could say it's not even a symbolism anymore. So maybe even there it won't work, but for a different reason. It won't work because, let's say, what type of, you're going to hold the get as if you're a shlich. Your shlich is over, buddy. You can't even pretend. You can't even show us anything. There's nothing to demonstrate even.
But here the ball's never going
to
be
Mars. What? I hear. That's a good. Then now you don't have that problem. Another nafkamina would be as follows. Another two nafkaminas would be as follows. We'll start with this one. Does b'fanei nechtam help before the nesina? Not after the nesina. Before the nesina. 2 days before the nesina. Is b'fanei nechtam going to help?
No.
What? If you say b'fanei nechtam is a din in the ma'aseh nesina, then the chayit's not going to help. But if you say b'fanei nechtam is just, the pshat is that we want to know that you're a shliach. If I'm holding on to the get when I say b'fanei nechtam, so how do we know that I'm a shliach? I'm holding the get. That itself shows that I'm a shliach. When I gave the get already and I say afterwards, so who said this guy's a shliach? Take it back, say b'fanei nechtam and give it to her. There you show that you're the shliach. But if I'm still holding the get, so I'm still the shliach, and I'm showing I'm a shliach with the holding the get, maybe it'll work. Who clears this shayla? Taisus clears the shayla. And Taisus clears another shayla. Taisus clears, what's the din by a sukin ba'isa inyan? Let's see Taisus inside. It says Taisus, yitlene hemen av yachsav yitnena lo v'yaymar, mikan mashma, the tzorach loymar b'shas nesina b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav, So Rabbi said, are these two different shailas or are these be'etzem one shaila? Perhaps it's really all one shaila. What's the shaila of the Ri? The Ri says, if it's asukim ba'isa inyan, is that called shas nesina, asukim ba'isa inyan? You're still talking about it. Where does asukim ba'isa inyan come in? If you need something to be a chalik of the nesina, then it has to be tochid edibor. What is this thing of shas nesina?
It's shas gerish.
Shas Gerishin is only if it's Tolkei Dibur.
Shas is when you're handing over, and handing over stops at Tolkei Dibur.
Right,
but
that's
still
it.
Involved.
Okay, what's it relevant to us that we're still involved? What's the nafkamina we're still involved? If the vart is we want to be that we're still considered, we're part of that situation, so we're saying it's symbolically, we're showing that he's the shliach. You showed him the shliach, asukum basinyan. Anyone who's there sees that we're still talking about that parasha. It's clear that he's still the shliach. We're in gerushin mode. But if it has to be a chelik of the ma'aseh nesina, this doesn't make a chelik of the ma'aseh nesina because it's sukkah ma'aseh inyan. And the second child is the same thing. If you say that it can work koydim the nesina, so if you need it to be a chelik of the ma'aseh nesina mamish, koydim nesina is not a chelik of the ma'aseh nesina. But if all you need is that it should be a shliach and we should see the shlichos, koydim the nesina also we see the shlichos. The chayr, it's the same short suffix to the ring. Koydim nesina mesafkul rinami imahani. When we did not a parakol get, or maybe get medina sayyam v'chola, or he said bezin shliach v'oimer, ain raya. The Harei Oymer Kishai Get Yoytzi Mitachas Yadoi. Over there also, he says it when the get is Yoytzi Mitachas Yadoi. So that is Kilo Kiyum of the Shas Nesina, the Nesina of the Shliach to the other Shliach. Maybe that's enough. My Shaila Rabbi says as follows. What's the din if he gives the get Koidem Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur? Koidem Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur. He gives it right. He says, he does the following thing. V'fanenechta fanenechtam, and he gives the get. It's Koidem Nesina. First he says fanenechta fanenechtam, and then he gives the get. The halacha is when a person marries his wife, first he says Areyat Mekudeshesli, and then he puts the ring on. When he divorces her, he should give the get and then say Fanechta Fanechtam. What happens if he does it Koidem Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur? If you look in the diuk of the Lashon of Tosfos, it's mashma, it's not the same. Tosfos says Mikan mashma, right in the beginning of Tosfos, Tetzorech Lomer V'Shas Nesina Fanechta Fanechtam Minukam Yitlan Emenu V'Uadin Le'achar Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur. What about Koidem Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur? What about that? He doesn't say Vuadin Toich Kidei Dibur, the Mahani. Vuadin Achar Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur. What about Koidem Nesina Toich Kidei Dibur? That's true. That's his case. You're right. So does he? Is he only saying it because of that, or maybe Koidem Nesina? There is no such thing as Toich Kidei Dibur. So the Pnei Yeshua over here brings a kasha. Maybe this will help to explain to us over here a little bit. He asks a question. The Gemara in the Darm says, Toch Kidei Dibur Kedibur Darmi Levar Mi Mekadesh U'Megarish. We spoke about this question, if you remember, on Daf Hei Amar Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua asks a question. We only have Toch Kidei Dibur Kedibur when, by everything aside for Kedushin and Gerishin, and also Megadef, but for our purposes, Mekadesh and Megarish. The Gemara in the Darm says, there is no Din Toch Kidei Dibur by Gerishin. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, what's Tosfos talking about? Toch Kidei Dibur is not in Toch Kidei Dibur by Gerushin. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's only be'inyun that you, can you be choizer from a Gerushin. The halacha is if I sell something to you, I have Toch Kidei Dibur to change my mind. That's in anything other than Kedushin and Gerushin. Kedushin and Gerushin, you have no, if you did it, you can't be choizer. Be'inyun chazora she'en yochel lachzor boy. Ma'she'en kin lefarish dvarav badei mahani. In other words, when I want to retract something, I can't retract it. But if I want to make that, I'm trying to put this dibur on the maisa that it should happen simultaneously, that's enough to have Toch Kidei Dibur. The farish ha-maisa is enough to have Toch Kidei Dibur. Those are two dinim of Toch Kidei Dibur Kedibur. One din Toch Kidei Dibur Kedibur is, I can change my mind. I have within the amount of time of Toch Kidei Dibur to retract, to be choizer, to be mevata what I said. There's another din Toch Kidei Dibur, which has nothing to do with my das and my changing my mind, is if I want something to be considered to be done simultaneously, what makes that it's being done simultaneously? If it's within Toch Kidei Dibur. So a pirish on a maisa is not a retraction on a maisa. Therefore it can happen Toch Kidei Dibur. Right.
So we see there's a concept of taking the condition back.
Yeah, that's because over there it wasn't chal. He said it's not being chal, but over here where I'm saying I want to chal now, you can't take it back. You have to be ready.
This is only just coming out rare. There's a mare, it's obviously more because it's enough puzzle. It's lack of it, it's enough puzzle.
Could be. Once he already was Mishana, it was considered Mishana. So Rabbi says, is there a din tochid edibur kedibur by Shabbos? If a person is machal Shabbos tochid edibur of like Shabbos going out or Shabbos going in, does that affect chil Shabbos? It's tochid edibur.
Is it during Shabbos or not?
It's what? Well, it's tochid edibur, the end of Shabbos.
What? Lashon hara.
Says Lashon Hara and he retracts right away. Says Lashon Hara and he retracts. But Zman, I want a Zman. What I'm trying to say is as follows.
It is too late.
Zman is a Zman.
What?
Zman is a Zman.
In other words, when there's something that you need, there's a certain Zman. Tochid Ediba doesn't change any Zmanim. It doesn't make everything into one time. It just makes that these two times are considered as if they're connected. But Shabbos is Shabbos, not Shabbos is not Shabbos. I think that what perhaps the Tosis is saying perhaps is if you don't have a Nesina, if you do a Bafanach Tufanach for the Nesina, so there's no Bafanach Tufanach time over here. If you're telling me it has to be done B'shas the Nesina, before the Nesina, there's nothing to say Bafanach Tufanach for. It's only once you have a Nesina that it's considered to be a Shas Nesina that you can say Bafanach Tufanach. The Shai was if you could say a little bit later, a little bit before, but if there's no Nesina, so then it's like, it's not the Zman B'chol to say Bafanach Tufanach. Once there's a Nesina, then we could dan, how much time do you have once you do the Nesina? But before the Nesina, he's going to say Bafanach Tufanach, it's not going to work B'chol, but he's going to be able to do a Nesina afterwards. Kenzen, that's Pshat and Toisvis. Akoponim, this is basically the sugya that we have here. The last shaila that there is to ask is as follows. What's going to be the din if instead of saying B'fanenach T'fanenach Tam, he decides to do Kim Chsinus? So, Shliach brought a get. He does not say B'fanenach T'fanenach Tam. Right, hold on. And he says, and he's Iskayim B'choy Samas. What's the din?
Run, it won't be
fine.
Like
run,
because run only because he was 8 on it. No.
What do you mean he's an
8
on it?
Chacham say only
because
he's an
8
on it.
He
says it after.
Oh, so we're gonna try to figure that out. Hold on a second. The run over here, you mean?
Yeah.
So let's start like this. If you say that the only reason why we want the shliach to take it back is because you want to have just a display that he's a shliach, do the Eidim need to display anything when they say they're Eidus? No, they can say they're Eidus right now, they don't have to display anything, everything's going to be fine, and they'll say they're Eidus. But if you say that the pshat is, like we were saying from the Meiri, that you need a new Maisa Nesina, because the original Maisa Nesina wasn't good, and that's why the shliach has to take it back, so how can the Eidim say B'fanach L'fanach? They should have to take it back to get. The Nesina wasn't good. So we need a new Maisa Nesina. You have to be kind of the get back and everything. How does it work?
Well, if you're Siskam Chosim, you don't need a Maisa Nesina.
You don't need to say Fanach to Fanach. You need a Maisa Nesina.
Right, so the Maisa Nesina is good.
But the first Nesina was no good. He didn't say Fanach to Fanach.
I'm talking about a case where he's Siskam Chosim.
He gave the get, didn't say B'fanenach T'fanenach Tam, and we're in the Skayim B'choy Samav. So if he wants to now say B'fanenach T'fanenach Tam, what does he have to do? Take it back, do the Nesina. Now he wants to do something else, but you tell me the Nesina was no good. If the Nesina was no good, so how does this Skayim B'choy Samav work? You must say Avart, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to say the following thing. You have to say that the Chachamim said that if you want to use B'fanenach T'fanenach Tam, then it has to be B'shas Nesina. And if you don't, it's not B'shas Nesina, what do you have to do? Another Nesina. But if you're Neskayim B'choy Samav and you're not using the Tekonas Chachamim, L'mafreya, the Nesina was good. L'mafreya, the Nesina was good. That means retroactively. The Chum is saying, for B'fanai Nechta, B'fanai Nechtam, it's a puzzle in Nesina. But for Neskayim B'choy Samav, where we're not relying on the Shliach's Maisa, so then it's going to be a good Nesina. And we're going to have to say a limafreya, that retroactively this Nesina was a good Nesina.
How could it be connected, though? How How could the
Shliach's
Sina be connected to the
Edus? What do you mean? No, the
Edus
don't have
Sina. Edus, but Lemafreya to the time when the Shliach gave it. It's
right. Right.
It's totally different.
So obviously what? Right, it's after the Sina. That's the problem. So how does it work? Right. That obviously how it works. So if he says it's obvious what we're saying is obviously how it works. It must be that Lemafreya we make the only it becoming a sin is possible. So how does it work after this kind of chesamav? It must be that the sin is only possible if you're possible for a shliach for the tikkunas chachomim. It's a sin of psula. Aber klape. Concerning his kaima chosama, we're going to say my prayer than the sinner was a good nesina. We're going to start the new sugya Beis Hashem hopefully on Tuesday.